252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. In the wake of the death of Tyree Nichols on January 10th, calls are growing for police reforms in Tennessee. Measures have been proposed that would require officers to intervene if they witness fellow officers committing crimes, as well as additional requirements for recruits that would subject them to annual mental health checkups. Authorities in Australia conducting an urgent search for a tiny radioactive capsule that's been believed to have been fallen from a truck while it was being transported from a mine to the western city of Perth. Andrew Robertson is the chief health officer for Western Australia. They're telling residents that if they find it, don't pick it up.
While you may not have immediate health effects, they can occur, relatively rapidly.
The capsule is small. It's about the size of a coin. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has fired the chair of his Conservative Party after allegations that the chairman settled millions in unpaid taxes while leading the country's treasury. This is ABC News. Big news for movie lovers. ABC's Ikey Jachi says MoviePass is staging a comeback.
The once popular movie subscription service is returning with its Hallmark all-you-can-watch plan, but this time with a new tiered payment structure.
What's it been like? 3-4 years?
8 years, 7 months, and 6 days, give or take.
And it couldn't be coming at a better time, with the Oscars around the corner featuring audience favorites like Avatar, The Way of the Water, Top Gun Maverick, and Elvis, back in theaters this week following its 8 Oscar nominations.
Authorities in Peru say at least 25 people are dead after a passenger bus fell into a ravine in the northern part of the country Saturday. Police investigating the cause of the crash. Authorities say speeding and reckless driving are the main causes of road accidents in Peru, and they say help is often slow to arrive. Police in Los Angeles investigating a shooting at a multi-million dollar short-term rental that left 3 people dead and 4 others injured. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You
I kiss the cold reality. What I crave is killing me. I kiss the cold reality.
Last Crack, Kiss the Cold. That's actually from the album Burning Funk House Live, recorded in 2002, released in 2005, and we opened that Essential Last Crack set up with Sarah Boy's Cage, also from the live album. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have more coming up. Some Flying Fuzz, Well-Informed Citizen, Little Corpsicle. But right now, let's keep it going with Madison's Romero. This is Solitaire on Max Inc. Heavy.
toast to all the folks that they don't understand, cause they don't get around, we don't see eye to eye. And if you say the things that once I might curl up and die, say hey, say no. If you say yes, better keep it low. I can't save you, but I'll try and stop you running through the night. But they won't wait around, you still hang you high. You'll be giving up quick as they
Dave Mustaine from Megadeth, and you're not, but you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Bye.
Corpsicle, that is Buried Alive here on Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, Well-Informed Citizen with Gods of War and Flying Fuzz, Cracks in the Sky. And we opened that one up with Romero, Solitaire. That was probably from 2010 or 2011. Let's see, I have tons of stuff still coming up. Lords of the Trident, a little Go Play God, some brand new Carbellion. Maybe a little Skin Tones.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. In the wake of the death of Tyree Nichols on January 10th, calls are growing for police reforms in Tennessee. Measures have been proposed that would require officers to intervene if they witness fellow officers committing crimes, as well as additional requirements for recruits that would subject them to annual mental health checkups. Authorities in Australia conducting an urgent search for a tiny radioactive capsule that's been believed to have been fallen from a truck while it was being transported from a mine to the western city of Perth. Andrew Robertson is the chief health officer for Western Australia. They're telling residents that if they find it, don't pick it up.
While you may not have immediate health effects, they can occur, you know, relatively rapidly.
The capsule is small. It's about the size of a coin. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has fired the chair of his Conservative Party after allegations that the chairman settled millions in unpaid taxes while leading the country's treasury. This is ABC News.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Mondays, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
No, oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hello, this is Big John from Go Play God, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio for the people.
not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot.
On Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, Carbellion from Milwaukee. That is a double shot of brand new Carbellion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice, that's still set to be released. So we got the first copy right here on Max Inc. Heavy. Before that, Go Play God. That's brand new from them as well. Weight and Salt, Lords of the Trident, excuse me, Charlatan. Open that set up. We still have a little bit of Mother Wind, and right now let's check out the Skin Tones. This is Max and Kevy.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Was it that birds fly south in the cold? Was it that we all die when we're old? Turn off your screens, we're coming home.
Jars. That is Mother Wind from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And before that, the Skin Tones, brand new from the Skin Tones, Played in America. And that about does it for me. Rocker, you've been listening to Max Inc. Heavy out there on the Civic Media Radio Network statewide across Wisconsin. We'll be back next week with more Max Inc. Radio and more Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker. Have a good night.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.